is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Hey, welcome to Bible Stories for Kids. Great Bible stories we hear here to learn from great people in the Bible. So we are continuing our Bible Stories for Kids. How have you been doing? Nice to have you back again with me. Let's get into our story. Last time we talked about Joseph, that he was sold by his brothers. The brothers sold him and then he became a slave. He was taken to Egypt, remember? So what now happened to Joseph? Let's find out. When Joseph got to Egypt, he was in chains like a slave, and they took him to the market. They had to sell him. Wow. And then these people that bought him now sold him, and the man came to buy him. This man was a royal official. He was a big man in the government of Egypt. And when he bought Joseph, he took Joseph home to make him like a person working in the house. And then he was just in the house like a slave. But then the Bible said God was with Joseph. Did you hear that? Now, Joseph had no mother. He had no father. He lost all his brothers. He's now a slave. He was alone. But the Bible said God was with Joseph. You must remember that in life. No matter where you find yourself, no matter who is not there, God will be there with you. And Joseph was in Egypt in the house of this officer, but God was with him. And guess what? God began to make all that Joseph do become better. And Joseph began to work well. God was helping him. And whatever he did was turning out well. And then his master saw that all that Joseph was doing was good. So he started putting more into the hands of Joseph. And Joseph was just doing them. And you know what? The more the master put into the hands of Joseph, the more God blessed, God increased his master. You know the man's name? The master's name was Potiphar. It was an Egyptian government officer. And then the man began to see the blessing of God. Everything was getting better. So you know what he did? He took all his stuff and put them in the hands of Joseph. And God was helping Joseph to do all those things. But something happened one day. Joseph was a very handsome boy. Joseph looked very nice. And then the wife of the master was trying to make Joseph sleep with her. And then Joseph refused, and Joseph refused. So one day, when nobody was at home, Joseph was in the house with this woman. That woman said, "Come sleep with me." Joseph ran away. The woman was angry and said, "You will tell lie about Joseph." So when the master came, the wife went to him and said, "Hey, this slave had come to rape me when nobody was around." When the master heard, he was angry and he put Joseph in prison. Oh, Joseph was not wrong. The woman lied about Joseph, but the man didn't know. So he put Joseph in prison. Oh, Joseph was not in prison, but the Bible says God was with Joseph and he was still doing well in prison. So while he was in prison, what happened? The man that was over the prison now turned over the prison to Joseph to run it, because Joseph knew how to make things run well. So one day Joseph was taking care of all the prisoners, and there were two prisoners. They were coming from the king of Egypt. You know the name of the king of Egypt? Pharaoh. And these two men were feeling sad in the morning. So Joseph told them, "Why are you feeling sad?" "Oh," they said, "we both had dreams overnight and we didn't know the meaning of it." "And what was this dream?" "The first one was like the man who was making bread And the second one was the one who gave wine to the king. And the man that was making wine said to Joseph, I have this dream. In this dream, I saw vine, where the plant where we get wine from. And he said, there's three branches, and it began to ripe. And I began to take it and squeeze it into the cup for Pharaoh. And I gave the wine to Pharaoh. And Joseph said, oh, I'll tell you the meaning. In 3 days' time, Pharaoh will restore you into the palace and you go back to your work. So the second one was happy that the meaning of his first friend was good. So he said to Joseph, this is my own dream, as the one who's making bread. He said, in my dream, I had 3 white baskets on my head and I put bread there and the birds were eating the bread that was meant for Pharaoh. Joseph said, in 3 days' time, Pharaoh will kill you and cut your head. Oh. And in 3 days' time, they both were taken out of prison. And the man that was giving the wine to Pharaoh was promoted. And the man that was giving bread to Pharaoh was killed. Wow. Joseph's dreams came to pass. But Joseph told the man that what had the good dream, said, remember me when you come into the palace again, that I'm just suffering here for no reason. But the man forgot him. 2 years after, did you hear that? 2 years after the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, had 2 dreams in the night. In that dream, he saw the cows, 7 cows. They were coming out and they were fat and big, and suddenly 7 hungry cows came and ate all these 7 fat cows, and they were still looking hungry. The king woke up. Then he slept again, and he saw this wheat that they used to make bread growing, and he saw 7 of them. They were looking nice and beautiful, and they were great. Suddenly, he saw 7 that were looking hungry and tiny, and they came and ate all the good ones, and they disappeared, and nothing was. The king woke up, was wondering, what will this mean to me? What's the meaning of this dream? Why they could not find anybody to give the meaning of the dream? Remember the man that was giving wine to the king that Joseph told the meaning of the dream to? Remember Joseph, he said, hey, today, I remember my photo, there's one slave inside the prison named Joseph who could tell the meaning of this dream. So they went to go and quickly get him. When they got to the prison, they put him out, he changed, cleansed him, took his bath, shaved his face, and then went to the king. The king said, can you tell me the meaning of my dream? He said, king, the meaning of dream belongs to God. So the king told him the dream. And Joseph said, the 2 dreams are the same thing. That there's going to come 7 years of plenty. There'll be plenty food. They will eat. They will enjoy. Then after the 7 years of plenty, there follow 7 years of hunger and famine. And they will forget the years of plenty because they will have suffered so much. Hey! Then Joseph said, king, let me advise you. You know what you are going to do? In the years of plenty, gather the plenty and don't eat everything. Take about 20%. That means when you count 5, you take 1. So when you have 5 harvests, you take 1 and store it. So the star said, if you do that, then you'll have great store so that when the time of famine comes, you will not die. Oh, the king was happy that they now knew what to do with the dream. And the king said, okay, what should you do? Joseph said, go and find a person who will be able to cover and the land and store all the food. Then the king said, Joseph, you are the man. I give you my power and authority to go all over the land and be next to me to gather the food and be the governor. Wow! Joseph became the next in command to Pharaoh from the prison. God came to vindicate Joseph, and Joseph went up to start gathering all the store of food as the food started getting plenty. We'll talk more about Joseph next time. Right? Till then, bye.